I want to share something that happened yesterday. Standing with Hope is the presenting sponsor of this show, and Standing with Hope is the prosthetic limb ministry that Gracie originally started over 12 years ago after she gave up both of her legs. She had this vision of being able to reach her fellow amputees. And we've been doing that now. I'm working in West Africa for some time where we teach and equip local workers how to build limbs for their own people. But yesterday, something extraordinary happened. I went over to a local detention center. This is part of a CoreCivic, has the nation's largest private prison company. They have, I don't know how many prisons around the country, correctional facilities. Some are, I think we have, I don't know how many we have in Tennessee. I think we got at least a handful in Tennessee, but there's a lot of them. And over here in Nashville, there's one where inmates volunteer in a one-of-a-kind program to disassemble used prosthetic limbs to recycle all the parts. And it's an amazing program. And what they do is we get limbs that come in literally from around the country, and they go to this facility. They get logged in, and then the inmates have to go through a series of application and qualification. They have to have a behavior, things. They can't just walk into the shop. They have to earn the privilege to do so. And they go in there and they disassemble these four. They just strip it all the way down to the screw level, to the knees, the pylons, the feet. All these things are separated out. The liners and sleeves that come in, prosthetic socks that come in. And then we pack all this stuff up, send it over to West Africa. We have to buy certain things so that they can make it, because some things you can't, you have to buy them new. And resin is one of those things, and stocking it and so forth, casting material. But all these other things can be recycled. And I went over to the facility on Friday and spent a couple hours with the guys over there. And I sat down and had a conversation. One of the guys, Tom, he's kind of the lead guy there, the inmate that's doing this. And we just had a frank conversation. He was taking care of his wife, who was an amputee, which I think is just extraordinary. And he really gravitated to this program. He wanted to participate in it. His wife had passed away. And he had had some surgery. I told him I'd share this on the air today, and he gave me permission to do so. But he had had some surgery that caused him to be in some significant pain. So he was on some painkillers. And then his wife took a real nosedive. And during that time, it was pretty stressful for him as a caregiver. And he started drinking. And alcohol, stress, and drugs do not mix. And they will lead you down some dark paths. And he took some bad turns. And it all, and she ended up passing away, and it just, he just basically, he, as he said, just kind of lost his mind. And he ended up having to be incarcerated. That's the backdrop. He looked at me very candidly, and he said, the stress of being a caregiver led me down some very painful places, and I didn't handle it very well. And then you throw in the other things, and all it takes is a little tip, and you go right off a cliff. And he did. And he looked at me, though, and he said, I hate where I am, but I'm grateful that I'm here, because if I wasn't here, I would have probably crawled into a bottle and died somewhere. And there was such a calmness to him, a clarity of thought. There was not, it's not my fault, it's not this, it's not that. It's just, here's what happened. Here's what I did. I'm paying my time, and I'm doing what I need to do to make amends for it. But I also recognize what happened to me, and I'm getting my head space in a much better space. And he loves doing this program with the prosthetic limbs. And I was kind of floored by that. I just sit there and looked in amazement, because, I've been around a lot of people who want to blow it off on someone else or put this, but this guy didn't. He had looked into the mirror and dealt with it, and is dealing with it. And his wife has passed away. He's going to get her prosthetic legs and use them in this program, and so that we can recycle her. I didn't really know how to respond to that. I was so moved by what he did and what he said. And I looked at the program and the efficacy of this program and the backdrop. You got to picture this backdrop. I'm sitting there in a prison. We're in the kind of the bowels of this prison, and we're in this workshop, and on the bench there are just all these prosthetic legs that are just kind of strewn about and in various levels of deconstruction. And here's this guy, and he's in his blue prison uniform, and me sitting there, and it's very quiet, it's very peaceful, and there's no drama. But that workshop is a place of hope and of clarity and of second chances. This guy was a prisoner, but really? Was he? I've known people who were not incarcerated who were in far more bondage than this guy. I've been in dark places. And I've known people who are still this way. And they are so wrapped up in things that they're not free. And this guy had a freedom to him in his heart, in his expression, in his conversation. There was a dignity to him. He wasn't sitting there just kind of wallowing in shame. He was accepting where he was and comfortable with what he's learning through the process and recognizing that he gets to participate in something that's extraordinary in that is in his own growth. And out of that, look at what he's doing in this LEM program. And he immediately gravitated to this because of his own journey with his wife, who was an amputee, and he loved doing it. And I thought, wow. I met a guy who inspired me. He was wearing a blue jumpsuit in a local prison. And he said, I'm in a good place. And I'm grateful that I'm here. I hate what I did. I hate what brought me here. But I'm grateful that I'm here. Because now I'm in a healthier place. And I get to work on these limbs that we're doing with the Standing with Hope program. And I thought, I was floored. I truly was. And it still moves me deeply. This is why I'm grateful for Standing with Hope. You want to see more? Go to standingwithhope.com. Core Civic. This is an example of the programs they have. Try to make sure that these inmates have a path towards not coming back. CoreCivic.com. You can see more. And I'm grateful they sponsor this show as well. And so thank you. Thank you for indulging me on that moment. It was a moment for me. And I was grateful for it. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger. Glad you're with us. 800-688-9522. We'll be right back.